It's The Check Is in the Mail. The podcast asks the questions that you didn't know you should care about. This one is a doozy, as I suggested at the end of the last one. This is Elon Musk and what his America might be. So they called him mad when he moved to buy Twitter. But what if it wasn't madness? What if it was a genius move, a $44 billion gamble that was the bargain of the millennium? When Elon Musk bought Twitter, he didn't just buy a platform, he bought influence, he bought a megaphone for shaping public discourse, a lab for testing ideas, and, maybe most importantly, the right to redefine free speech in a way that no government ever could. Today, Elon Musk's America. Why the Twitter acquisition matters, what rights it granted him, and the implications for a future shaped by individual billionaires. Is Musk a genius visionary or just an autistic boy imitating life, playing with bigger and bigger toys? These are questions that need to be answered. In October 22, Musk acquired Twitter, now X, for $44 billion. At the time, critics dismissed the purchase as a vanity project, a billionaire's fallacy. But was it? Twitter isn't just a social media platform. It's a cultural nerve center. Politicians, journalists, activists, and CEOs use it to shape narratives and to set agendas. By owning Twitter, Musk positioned himself at the crossroads of global discourse. What did he actually buy? Beyond the platform itself, he bought the power to control its algorithms, moderate or not moderate content, and shape how billions of people access information. In a world where communication is power, this is priceless. Musk's investment wasn't about advertising revenue or market share. It was about influence. It was about power. Twitter gives him a direct line to the public, a way to steer conversations in real time. It's the ultimate tool for a man with big ideas and big ambition. Musk's critics often frame him as a man-child, an autistic boy imitating life, playing with big, shiny toys. This oversimplifies both his strengths and the risks to his control. Musk has undeniably reshaped multiple industries, from Tesla to SpaceX to Neuralink. He's turned ideas that seem like science fiction into reality. His ability to think big and to execute in a business framework is rare. Many see him as a modern-day Edison or Tesla. But genius, such as it is, does not mean infallibility, obviously. Musk's impulsive behavior, from controversial tweets to erratic leadership decisions, is raising questions about his judgment. Critics argue he's less of a visionary and more of a disruptor, and just a man who thrives on chaos and has no clear endgame. Is that better for us? We don't even know. Twitter has become a microcosm of Musk's America. Bold experiments, minimal oversight, and a penchant for breaking things. Whether this leads to innovation or implosion, this remains to be seen. So what does Musk's America look like? Let's explore three key implications. Free speech has been redefined. Musk has positioned himself as a champion of free speech, but it's his version of free speech. By loosening content moderation, he's allowed more voices to be heard, but he's also amplified misinformation and harassment. So who benefits from Musk's version of free speech, and who loses? Questions to ask. With Twitter, Musk has privatized a public square. Decisions about what content is allowed or suppressed are now in the hands of one man, with no accountability to voters or regulators. This sets a dangerous precedent for the concentration of power. Musk's America reflects a broader trend, the rise of billionaires as de facto policymakers. From Zuckerberg's control of Facebook to Bezos' influence through Amazon, we are seeing a shift where private wealth and not public institutions will shape our future. So was Twitter the bargain of the millennium? For Musk, the answer is probably yes. For $44 billion, he bought a seat at the table of global influence, a table no government can eject him from. Beyond public influence, he now controls mountains of user data, and this data isn't just valuable. It's power. It allows him to understand, predict, and even manipulate behavior on a scale that few can match. The cost of this power is borne by society. As platforms like Twitter become tools for private agenda, the line between public interest and private gain blurs. So we are left asking, who holds the billionaires accountable? Currently no one. So maybe you should pick up that job. whoever's listening. Elon Musk's America is bold, chaotic, and deeply unsettling. It's a world where innovation and ambition collide with ego and inequality. A world where one man's vision can shape the lives of millions. I'm not saying that everything that could result in this environment will be bad, per se. I'm hoping for the best from it. I'm hoping for an unprecedented growth and innovation. I'm hoping for a celebration of new ideas, new paradigms. I'm hoping for something radical. But I got a side I like, unfortunately. Next time we'll take this question further. Is Musk's America reversible? What happens when private interests reshape public life? And are term limits or regulations enough to protect the democracy that we know? Join me next time, and I forgot my tagline again. Embrace the extraordinary. Embrace the extraordinary. Thank you.